Britain's ambassador to Afghanistan, Sir William Patey, has travelled to the Isle of Lewis to visit the parents of Linda Norgrove, the British hostage who died during a rescue operation on Friday night. Afterwards, Sir William said he'd shared everything he knew about the aid worker's death. He said he'd promised her parents that the investigation into what happened would be clearly transparent. And he said he'd been as open and as frank with the family as he could be. Linda Norgrove's death has again focused attention on the role of foreign aid agencies in Afghanistan. Today, peace activists from conflict zones around the world met MPs in London to argue for more work to be led by local people, with fewer outsiders being brought in. Our reporter Ray Furlong has been talking to some of them. Good evening, Ray.
Yes, thanks, Eddie. Activists from Pakistan and Afghanistan have been telling me today that their local knowledge has been somewhat overlooked by the international community. I spoke to Mirwais Wardak, who mediates blood feuds in Afghanistan, and first of all, Gulalai Ismail, who at just 23 years old leads a group fighting Islamic militancy in the villages of the northwest frontier through argument and persuasion.
In Pakistan, mostly all of the young people are vulnerable to fall prey to this militant organization. But through study circles, we go through a brain change process with them.
Like changing
the way you think. Because our peace builders are local people, so it is very easy for them to go to their places and to make small groups of two or three people of them and to talk to them on how alternatively they can solve their issues.
Do you get negative responses sometimes when you go to people?
Yes, sometimes young people are aggressive and they think that they have to participate in this war.
What are the arguments you can use to persuade somebody?
If you join militant organization, it means a mother and a father has to lose their son, sister has to lose their brothers. And these militant organizations, they have their own agenda to control the state. So they're just using the love of the religion you have for their own causes.
Let's turn to you then, Mirwais. You work in resolving conflicts at all levels. I understand some of this is also to do with blood feuds.
That's the main problem, and that has been used by Taliban insurgents, particularly in Kandahar, Helmand, in Zabul and Rozgan provinces. And many people, if they think that there is government or a chief of police who are taking side of one party, they'll certainly go and seek support from anybody, whether they're Taliban or Al-Qaeda or whoever they are. I mean, to that extent, the revenge thing is playing a role in the national conflict.
Give me an example, then, of how you bring an end to a blood feud.
Where two families had killed each other, I mean, so four people were killed, and they finally, after 3 or 4 years, they finally agreed to come together. And then, in a very big ceremony, they asked the Kabul governor to go and participate. And they hugged each other and said, we're not going to kill anybody else. This peace council were able to do it without giving a girl to marry somebody from that family.
That's the normal way of settling
that's,
it, isn't
that's,
it.
That's the normal way.
So how did you manage to resolve this one without doing that?
Often an exchange of money and even sometimes giving you your property, maybe land.
Mirwais and Gulalai, you've both come here for a conference today. What are you trying to do here? What are you trying to say?
Whenever the international policies are made for conflict resolution, the local peace-building efforts should be recognized.
And that's not happening?
No, it's not happening. If you take the example of Afghanistan, we had relatively very good peace in 2002 and 3 and 4, and everybody was quite happy that they thought that there is peace in Afghanistan. But we, even that time, said that the whole political agreements should be supported by local peace-building work. We should have started conflict resolution at the community level, have made this program as a national program in the whole country. That would have made it very easier for the peace agreement, but that's not the case.
I must say that the local peace builders are not taught at an international level, and this is causing frustration among the local people. And after the interference of the international actors and the drone attacks, people are getting much more radicalized.
So that those drone attacks are making your work harder?
Yes, because they are creating more terror.
What about the presence of foreign charity and NGO workers? Is that also something that can hinder?
NGOs are doing very well. I mean, if you talk about NGOs, that they have been in Afghanistan for the last 15, 20 or 25 years, so they are the only actors, I think, that they had left an impact in the villages. Well, the new actors coming, the private companies, security companies, they have in a way diluted the whole environment. Nobody knows who is an NGO and who is a private company and who is a security company. So that's the main problem. And people cannot differentiate between all these things. So that's why many NGOs, their staff have been killed. Otherwise, many NGOs were working during Taliban time with Taliban.
Mirwais Wardak and Gulalai Ismail, thank you both very much indeed.